Hello, everyone. We are tonight going to be in chapters 13, 14, and 15, and we're going to see all of the problems that David caused because of his relationship with Bathsheba begin to play out. His family is about to disintegrate. And the very first event is one of his sons, Amnon, and another daughter, Tamar. Amnon was from one wife of David's, and Tamar and Absalom were from another. And Amnon is desperately in love with Tamar, and he wants to take her. Unfortunately, he doesn't want to take her as his wife. He just wants her. And so he puts a plot together to trick her. She comes in. He tries to attack her. She says, "The king will let me be your wife." She offers herself to him as his wife, but he doesn't want to wait. He doesn't want the king's blessing. He just wants her right now. He takes her. And then immediately, his hatred for her was greater than the love he had had for her, and he sends her away, and she tears her coat and puts ashes on her head and locks the door behind her and creates a big problem. Absalom doesn't like this at all. David's furious when he hears about it, but he doesn't do anything about it. And I don't know if you remember, but back in Genesis, when we're reading about Jacob and his daughter Dinah and the local folk, Shechem, raped Dinah, and it made everybody mad. But very specifically, remember his son Simeon and Levi did something about it because dad didn't do anything about it. Well, according to this story, 2 years go by, and although David was very furious, he apparently didn't do anything, certainly didn't do anything negative to Amnon. So Absalom decides to take it on himself to do something. So towards the end of chapter 13, he sets up a plan to kill Amnon. That upsets David to the point that he banishes Absalom. And Joab goes into him in chapter 14 and says, "David, you can't do this. You need to bring him back." David's not really sure. He doesn't like the idea. Joab finds a woman from Tekoa to come down and play out another parable with him, very similar to the one that Nathan did to explain to David what he had done wrong with Bathsheba. And he comes to realize that he should be bringing Absalom back. He allows Joab to go get him and brings him back. Chapter 15 then, Absalom hasn't forgotten anything. Absalom still is upset because of what Amnon did to his sister. He's still upset because his dad didn't do anything about it. And so he goes through a series of events setting up to take over the kingdom from David. And you will notice that he has things that he does to endear himself to the people of Israel. And he's successful in doing it. You'll also see that name Ahithophel show up again. So as you go through this chapter, look at how Ahithophel turns on David, even though he's one of his trusted advisors, and look at the way David is playing intrigue with what he does with some of his folks, going back and forth, some pretending to be friends of Absalom, some just going back to their jobs in Jerusalem. So anyway, interesting reading. Please enjoy. I will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great evening.